This is News Today with WDW News Today. I'm Eric Morton. I'm filling in for Tom Corliss while he's aboard the Star Wars Galactic Star Cruiser up there LARPing in space right now. And obviously, as you see, I'm a little red. We've been at the Epcot International Flower and Garden Festival all day. But anyway, I'm Eric Morton for WDWNT.com. And here are the top Disney park stories from around the world for March 2nd, 2022. March 1st marked the official opening of the Star Wars Galactic Star Cruiser, and we were there to bring you full coverage of the entire experience. You can head on over to our site and check out our YouTube channel as well for every detail, including the boarding process, the launch pod experience, cabin tours, food reviews, exclusive merchandise, and an overall in-depth review answering the question we've all been asking, is it worth it? As we said, Tom is currently aboard the Star Wars Galactic Star Cruiser. He's fully immersed. He's in character as Gott Gamib, a space blogger or something like that. We thought he would be better as Grand Moff Larpin, but he's gathering all that information. He'll be there for a second voyage, and so you're stuck with me also on Friday. Anyway, we've got a lot of coverage. Please go to our website to check it out. A new Main Street churro has arrived at Magic Kingdom as part of the world's most magical celebration. This new churro is available at the snack cart in the hub in front of Cinderella Castle. The Main Street churro is rolled in cinnamon sugar, dipped in chocolate, drizzled in caramel sauce, and topped with crushed pretzels. It costs $7.25. Pecos Bill's Tall Tale Inn and Cafe at Magic Kingdom has two new items inspired by the Country Bear Jamboree in honor of the park's 50th anniversary. There is the Sunbonnet Trio Strawberry Salad and Teddy Bear's Swingin' Shortcake. Shortcake is a peach and raspberry truffle with crumbled cake, strawberry pearls, and flowers. It costs $5.99. The Sunbonnet Trio Strawberry Salad is a mixed green salad with strawberries, tomato, red onion, and edible flowers. It costs $9.99. Reviews for all these items can be found on our site. The 2022 Epcot International Flower and Garden Festival kicked off today, as you can see and as we discussed. But the new Goofy Topiary celebrating the 50th anniversary at Walt Disney World debuted one day early on March 1st. You can find Goofy at the front of the park just past the entrance tap stiles. Goofy holds a birthday cake with an iridescent 50 topper. Goofy's cake features the 50th colors of dark blue and gold. A 50th cake topiary was also installed at Magic Kingdom last year. With the festival come plenty of topiaries inspired by Disney characters. Head on over to our site for a list of all the topiaries and their locations where you can find them in Epcot this year. It's not an Epcot festival without food, and we were there today to try everything the park had to offer. You can head over to our site for reviews on every booth at the 2022 festival. We tried everything that was new. We have another video that will be coming out as well that goes into really all our thoughts on pretty much all the new food items. Today, Imagineer Zach Ridley announced that a new Pocahontas-themed Beacons of Magic show would debut on Spaceship Earth for the International Flower and Garden Festival. This features Colors of the Wind from Pocahontas. According to Ridley, it will also mark the first time Spaceship Earth will be lit in Earth tones. We caught the first show, and we shared it here, right here on our YouTube channel. Please check it out. The 2022 Epcot International Flower and Garden Festival has begun, which means new merchandise inspired by Orange Bird, Mickey Mouse, and of course, Spike the Bee. First, we spotted a sweet new spirit jersey featuring Orange Bird. The jersey is, of course, orange. The top half is solid orange with Orange Bird's face on the left breast. The bottom half is patterned with images of Orange Bird and oranges. The original Florida Orange Bird is printed across the back of the shoulders. The spirit jersey costs $74.99. The rest of the collection includes everything from a bucket hat to a button-up shirt and even an Orange Bird salt and pepper shaker set. Head on over to our site to check it all out. The new annual pass holder exclusive Magic Band has arrived for the festival, and it features everyone's favorite Figment. One side of the box has the Flower and Garden logo and Passholder 2022. Figment is on the front with a Spaceship Earth-shaped basket of vegetables. The box reads, "Grown with imagination." The band is lilac with a matching Mickey icon. The festival logo and pass holder 2022 are on either side. It has a limited edition of 3,000. Figment and his vegetables are on the band as well. The background features a pattern of flowers, seed packets, vegetables, gardening tools, and spaceship Earth. The Magic Band is $39.99. Annual pass holders can pick up a Figment hoodie to match their exclusive Magic Band. The hoodie is purple, of course. On the front is an image of Figment holding a basket of vegetables above the Epcot International Flower and Garden Festival logo. Figment's face is winking on the back next to the spaceship Earth shaped planter with plants growing out of it. Pass holder is in red script above the images. The hoodie costs $44.99. Continuing on with festival merchandise is the new Orange Bird Dooney and Burke collection. Each item in the collection is pale green with green and white flowers. The pattern features Orange Bird enjoying the beautiful spring day with many garden activities. Spaceship Earth as an orange slice is also featured on the bags. The tag on the bag is embossed with the 2022 festival logo. The collection includes a crossbody, a tote bag, and a purse. Head over to our site for more details. Also at the Flower and Garden Festival is a limited edition Magic Band. This one features Mickey and Minnie Mouse. The Magic Band comes in a box with a white top and a blue bottom. The lid reads, "Everything's coming up roses," with an image of Mickey and Minnie in spring outfits in front of Spaceship Earth. The sides of the box say Epcot International Flower and Garden Festival 2022. The bottom has an all-over pattern of flowers and World Showcase icons. The inside of the box has a pink background. Now, this Magic Band is a limited edition of 2,500. It's a blue Magic Band, and the dotted end is covered in flowers and features Spaceship Earth. The other side has the Epcot International Flower and Garden Festival logo, Mickey and Minnie. Mickey is in a blue suit and hat with a yellow bow tie. Minnie is in a green flower pattern dress with yellow accents and a sun hat. It's now available in the Creation Shop at Epcot for $39.99. Spike the Bee, my favorite. Yes, Spike the Bee. He's flown back into Epcot for this year's Flower and Garden Festival. A new merchandise collection featuring Spike is now available. Included in the collection is a mug set, bowl, tote, hoodie, trash can shaker, and t-shirt. We found all these items in Port of Entry. Check them out on our site. The Spike the Bee Sipper Cup and Spork, originally sold at the 2020 Epcot International Flower and Garden Festival, have returned for 2022. The Sipper Cup is available with a honey peach freeze at the Honey Bistro Outdoor Kitchen for $15. It's shaped like Spike with a red translucent straw in his head. The Spork is yellow with Epcot International Flower and Garden Festival embossed on the handle and Spike standing out there on a flower at the end. It's available at Trowel and Trellis for $2.50. We also saw the Spork at a few other locations today. I did pick one up because I'm kind of obligated to. There are a plethora of new pins available at this year's Epcot International Flower and Garden Festival. The festival's mystery pin box collection has 10 possible mystery pin designs. Each pin features one of the following characters surrounded by flowers: Figment, Spike the Bee, Pluto, Goofy, Mickey, Minnie, Chip, Dale, Daisy, or Donald. The mystery pin boxes cost $24.99. Other pins spotted feature Mickey, Minnie, Spike the Bee, Figment, and Orange Bird. You can check them out on our site. We found all of these in Creation Shop. If Orange Bird and Spike the Bee aren't your thing, the Mickey Mouse Home Garden Collection might be for you. This new merchandise line that dropped at the Epcot International Flower Garden Festival features soft pastels, floral patterns, and Mickey Mouse on most of the items. There's a spirit jersey, bucket hat, tote, Tervis tumbler, water bottle, pitcher, tray, mug, hat, t-shirt, tank, and a pair of gardening gloves. Head on over to our site to check it all out. The final collection of merchandise we found features Mary Poppins and is practically perfect in every way. The line includes everything from a teapot to an ornament and even a tulle skirt resembling Mary's white jolly holiday dress. It's all available at the Festival Market booth at Epcot, and you can, all, of course, check it out on our site. Where there's a festival, there's usually new gift cards as well. This year's Flower and Garden Festival offerings include three characters who are no strangers to the festival. Our first offering features that star of Sporks and Sippers, among other many other things, it's, of course, Spike the Bee. Given that food is a heavy part of the festival, it's unsurprising that he appears on a patterned background of grapes and radishes. The festival logo appears on the reverse side. The Spike gift card features a purple plastic wristband so that you can keep your hands free as you carry your goodies around Epcot. Mickey Mouse shows off his green thumb, carrying a plant in a flower pot on this flower-shaped card. The featured plants in the background are carrots and red peppers. The Mickey band has a blue wristband. Finally, the orange bird stars on his own gift card, complete with a tropical pattern of oranges and pineapples. Matching his stem, the card has a green wristband. These cards can be found around Epcot, but we originally found them at Thimbles and Threads on Disney's Boardwalk. Get a first look at the loading dock for the upcoming attraction, Guardians of the Galaxy Cosmic Rewind at Epcot. Walt Disney Imagineer Zach Ridley shared a photo on Instagram saying, "Recently, Imagineering revealed a first look at the incredible load station of Guardians of the Galaxy Cosmic Rewind at D23 Magazine. It's a stunning space where Epcot guests will get a chance to step aboard a NovaCore ship and load into a Star Jumper vehicle so they can take off with the Guardians of the Galaxy on a race through time and space. Our ride team has been hard at work testing the innovative ride system, which we call an Omni Coaster. I have had the chance to experience myself, and I can tell you, this is truly unlike anything we've ever done. As we get closer to our summer of 2022 opening, I'll be sharing more about the design and wonderful details that make this experience part of our Epcot story." Walt Disney Imagineering has released a new video from inside the Guardians of the Galaxy Cosmic Rewind. Senior ride development engineer Liz Diaz talks through her role as an engineer and shares a look at the load station and Star Jumpers inside Guardians of the Galaxy Cosmic Rewind at Epcot. Opening summer of 2022 at Walt Disney World, watch the video over on our site. Though it's usually sad to leave Epcot, one recent departure was very happy, as a manatee rehabilitated at the Seas with Nemo and Friends was returned to her natural habitat at Florida's Blue Spring State Park. Walt Disney Parks and Resorts Director of Animal and Science Operations, Scott Terrell, DVM, DACVP, recently described the efforts on the Disney Parks blog, and you can read the full quote over on our site. One of the concrete structures at Journey of Water, inspired by Moana in Epcot, has been expanded with a metal frame. We first saw it from the ground, then hopped on the monorail for a slightly better look. There's a cluster of concrete structures in this area of the site. The new metal framework has been installed next to a box-shaped concrete structure running the length of a short concrete wall nearby. Crew members were working around the new metal structure, and recent construction was focused on flattening some sections of dirt into levels, and short wooden walls are now in place in some of those levels. Journey of Water will be a walkthrough attraction with interactive water features, and there is no current opening date set for it. Celebrate the spring season with several new sweet treats now available at Disney's Hollywood Studios. First off, let's take a little trip over to Sunset Boulevard, where multiple locations are serving up sweets. At Hollywood Scoops, you'll find the Orange Blossom Shake. This orange and cream milkshake is topped with whipped cream and an orange-scented donut. If you're interested in a treat that's inspired by A Tale as Old as Time, well, the Beauty and the Beast Rose at Catalina Eddie's will make you feel the love. This dark chocolate mousse with a taste of blackcurrant and Morello cherry sits atop a chocolate shortbread cookie, whipped cookies and cream fluff, and is topped with gilded chocolate-covered cocoa nibs. At Rosie's All-American Cafe, the S'mores Cupcake will light up your appetite. This fudge-filled chocolate cupcake is topped with graham cracker buttercream, toasted marshmallows, and a mini chocolate bar. If you're looking for a twist on classic Mickey apple, the Trolley Car Cafe has got you covered. You'll find the chocolate-covered apple, a dark chocolate and peanut butter crunch-dipped Granny Smith-style apple with marshmallow ears. Next up, we have the ABC Commissary getting into the game with a mint chocolate chip cheesecake. This chocolate cheesecake is topped with dark chocolate ganache and whipped mint chocolate chip cream. Also being served up is the Tropical Tart. It's a mango passion fruit curd-filled graham cracker tart topped with whipped raspberry vanilla bean panna cotta, toasted coconut, and dehydrated strawberry and passion fruit. Pizza Rizzo's joining in on the action with the strawberry cheesecake cannoli. This white chocolate and rainbow sprinkled dipped cannoli shell is filled with whipped strawberry cheesecake. And last but certainly not least, if you stop at a Woody's Lunchbox, you'll find the newest addition to their sweet selections, the Banana Fudge Lunchbox Tart. This peanut butter and chocolate fudge stuffed pastry is coated with a banana fondant, banana chips, and rainbow sprinkles. Reviews for all of these can be found over on our site, WWNT.com. A new Loungefly wallet inspired by the Mickey Mouse shorts, including Mickey Minnie's Runaway Railway, is now available at Walt Disney World. The wallet is red with an all-over pattern. The scenes include Minnie and Mickey on the scooter from the from several episodes and the picnic scene from Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway. Chubby the merchandise bird, as we call him, he can be spotted near the car scene as well. There's a coin pocket inside. The interior lining is patterned with Mickey and Minnie and a smiling sun. The wallet costs $50. Local Green Atlanta has announced that their new location at Disney Springs will be a food truck called Local Green Orlando. The About Us section on the Local Green Atlanta website says Local Green Atlanta is a fast casual restaurant whose mission is to redefine healthy, affordable food for all by creating an ecosystem based on trust and accountability. We provide you with a culinary experience focused on your health that tastes good and helps you feel good while giving you a cultural experience that binds us as a community. The food truck will open in March of 2022. Disney's Port Orleans Resort held their annual Mardi Gras parade on March 1st, featuring decked out golf carts and Princess Tiana herself. Cast members led the parade with a Mardi Gras 2022 banner. They were followed by a smartly dressed jazz band. Tiana rode in a horse-drawn carriage. Cast members handed out beads to the guests on the path. You can check out all the parade's decorated golf carts over on our site. Watch our full video of the parade right here on our channel. Following updated policies from the French government, Disneyland Paris will no longer require face masks be worn in the park. The announcement was first made to cast member unions. Masks will not be required for guests or cast members indoors or outdoors. The vaccine pass policy will remain in place at this time. Disneyland Paris has released an official statement stating this policy will begin on March 2nd, which is today. You can read the full statement over on our site. 10 Gardens of Wonder are coming to Disneyland Paris to celebrate the park's 30th anniversary later this year. Each garden will have a different theme, and in total, there will be 30 abstract mobile statues representing different Disney characters. Statues have been added to the first four gardens, which surround Sleeping Beauty Castle at the center of the park. DLP Report shared photos and videos of the new statues on Twitter. Head on over to our site to check them out. For the absolute latest in Disney Parks news, head on over to WWNT.com and follow us on your favorite social media platforms. This program is brought to you by our official travel agent sponsor, The Vacationeer, the engineers of your next magical vacation. Sit back and let their team of vacation planning experts craft your family's next magical Disney trip. The best part is that their services are free. Visit WWNT.travel for details. If you're enjoying the show, be sure to like this video, subscribe to WW News Today on YouTube for more great content, click that bell for notifications, and hit select all notifications so you never miss an episode of News Today with WW News Today. You can also support the entire team behind this show by joining the WWNT Inner Globe Society at patreon.com/WWNT. For the worldwide leader in Disney Parks news, this is Eric Morton saying enjoy the rest of your today and have a great, big, beautiful tomorrow.
Welcome to Deep in the Plus. Each week, join host Rob Whiteside and a panel of Disney superfans as they take a different movie or TV show from the Disney Plus catalog, tell you its history, details, give their review, and let you know if it's worth your time. Current shows, classic movies, and everything in between. Watch Deep in the Plus live Tuesday nights at 9 Eastern for new episodes, or catch Deep in the Plus anytime on YouTube at unplanneddowntime.com.